This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just babble.
Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Please get involved in the conversation. Like I said, at the quarter past, or where I come from, it's quarter past the hour. Sharon Engel will join us. Talk about her race and what's going on in Nevada, other than gambling. You know, this whole... Getting elected is a messy business. There's a lot going on, a lot more than you think. And I do appreciate the time that you guys put into helping your candidates. You know, I always say the same thing. Get behind your candidates. I don't care if it's making phone calls, you throw them a few bucks. It's not cheap to run for these seats. It really isn't. So, as I said in the first hour, I'm going to repeat myself. Today's D-Day. You don't know what it is? Go look it up. Today's the 72nd anniversary of D-Day. And I want to make sure you understand what that meant. Your ability to hang out, your ability to do the things that you can do today in this country is because of many men and women that gave their lives for you. And go check it out. The other thing to check out is check out FDR's speech today. Seriously. And it really wasn't a speech. Remember, now he is the Dems' Lord and Savior, I think. Him and Jack Kennedy or whatever. But the Dems love FDR. He was in their mind, at their time, everything that was right about the party FDR did. All the social programs. And he prayed on D-Day. Oh, my God. He actually said a prayer. And he asked people to pray along with him. And he prayed for us to defeat the enemy. The evil, as he kept saying, evil, was hilarious. And I was thinking to myself, you know, hardcore Dems would just love this guy. When this is played on, you know, major networks, you know, because it's a very, very important day. When you see this guy, or hear this guy praying, they must have had little veins popping in their head. Just made them nuts. I don't really care. Not my headache, it's theirs. You know, and again, it's as I've read and looked at, it's, what do we call it? Situational ethics, right? For them, it's also, it's if they do it, if one of their people does it, if they perceive that it's a good thing to do, then they just do it. Even if it's something they just got done bashing a Republican about. They don't care. You know, it's just do it. So again, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I mean being part of the conversation. Not just talking to yourself and keeping it all inside. Well, I tell you what. Like I said, I've had Facebook open like 12 times on my machine. God only knows why, though. So the, do I have time to pull this out? No. God, I hate that. All right. So when Sharon comes on, there's a lot we're going to talk about as far as Nevada politics goes. But also, here's some of the stories we're going to do in the third hour. You ready for this one? A school sent the sheriff to order a child to stop sharing Bible verses. That's right. You actually have to send a deputy sheriff to a person's home so they know no longer can they, their kid can't speak or talk about child verse, I mean, Bible verses at school, even though the kids were asking them about it. And then we're going to check out a recent study done as to whether college students are really studying. Also in the third hour, a dad pleads with a judge who raped a young lady for leniency because the incident only lasted 20 minutes. So because the kid only had 20 minutes had 20 minutes of indiscretion, he shouldn't be punished by jail time. Yeah, let that sink in. Pope says that having a... Now, for my Christian friends, you'll really get this one. Pope says that having a... And this is real. Having a relationship with a Jesus is dangerous and could be harmful. Yes, the man who spewed nothing but love might be harmful to your health if you want to get to know him better. And then finally, the third hour, hopefully I get to this without popping a vein. A boy wins state honors in girls' track and field events. I know my LGBTQ friends are going to go crazy over that, but here's the deal. So a transgender young man decides that, you know, he's a girl. He identifies as a female, and he gets to play female sports. And even though he's stronger and he's, I mean, all the things in this particular area that go towards men. Why do you think the Olympics, why do you think pro sports is broken up, male and female? You think it's just because, you know, we're just so full of ourselves as males that we don't want to compete with the females, the weaker, right? Because that's what you think we believe. But more and more of these sports scenarios, wrestling and other things, are going, no. Guy can't compete against us because in certain areas they are right out of the chute. They're better, they're stronger, that kind of thing. I mean, think about weight sizes. Think about sizes as a whole when it comes to men and women, wrestling and such. We've lost our minds. All that in the third hour, so you better come back. You're going to want to hear this stuff. Sherry Engel joins me, I hope, after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Communications. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you missed the show tonight, you want to catch me tomorrow, I'm guest hosting for Bradley Dean, also on the GCN network. So if you head over to GCNlive.com, you can pick up his information. Totally different show. I think you'll love it. It's in the middle of the day, so if you got time for lunch, you want to check it out. I'd appreciate it. He'd love it. And anyway, I want you, and again, if you hop on the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up there. One of my favorite guests, I love when she's on. I also love her tenacity. I love how much she really cares for her community. And I don't know if she's crazy like I am or she just really loves the community that much that she keeps jumping back in. Sharon Angle joins me again. She's been on the show a couple of times. Sharon, thanks for being with me today.
It's great, always great, Joe, to be on The Real Side with you.
You, I don't know if you still are, but you were co-hosting another show with somebody, too, that originates out of Philadelphia. And I love it when I'm on there with you, too. We have a lot of fun together on these shows. But you're not having fun. You're not having fun right now. You're running for office in Nevada, the good old boy state, and you're running against Joe Heck. Now, what the heck? No, I'm kidding. I couldn't resist.
We have a page on our website called What the Heck, and it just exposes him. It's at runsharonengel.com if anybody would like to go and see what we're really up against here in Nevada.
Oh, yeah. No, hey, listen, that's the home of, what's it, Harry Reid, or as I call him, Harry Reid. I mean, that guy, even when I see him on TV, I want to go take a shower. That's how dirty that guy is as far as I'm concerned. But anyhow, so you got talked into doing this again. I'm not saying they had to drag you kicking and screaming, but, you know, it's a tough thing to do. It's a lot of hard work, requires a lot of money, and people, I don't think people really realize what it takes. But tell me a little bit about first your apprehension and then jumping in and being part of the race.
Well, of course, after 2010, I wasn't sure whether Nevada was still with me. I've always been with them, but I wasn't sure that they were still with me after the way that Harry Reid campaigned. It was difficult to tell, but they are with me. I was astounded by the outpouring of just support from Nevadans for me, and I still am. As I go across the state, we've been throughout the state now three times, put 6,000 miles on a rental car in the last 2.5 months, and everywhere we go, there's just extraordinary support, people coming out and saying, thank you so much for running. We needed a choice. And that's really why I did run, Joe, is because people do need a choice. We don't want good old boy A and good old boy B. We want a choice for real freedom in this country.
Yeah, do you think, and I'm getting a little off here, but don't you think that that's why Trump is doing so well? People, you know, you've got what's been going on for, you know, 300 years in this country, in essence, and then you had Trump. I mean, he's not the same old, and I think that's what his appeal is.
It is. Well, and it is the right climate for it. People are just fed up. They are sick and tired of being lied to, and then you vote for them, and then they win, and they lie again. So it's just this cycle of lying. And when he speaks truth to them, and we know it's the truth that sets us free. It's that truth that we want to hear, and that's what I've been speaking to the people of Nevada is truth. And when they go to Run, Share, and Angle, they'll get a large dose of truth about my opponent and about me as well. We've released a new commercial today, and we call it Mirror Mirror, which is just how Joe Heck mirrors Harry Reid's votes. If you want to know what Joe Heck voted for, Harry Reid voted for it, too. He voted for Obamacare, so did Harry Reid. He voted for amnesty, so did Harry Reid. He voted for universal background checks on our guns, so did Harry Reid.
Wow.
We don't need a mirror image of Harry Reid. We need truth. We need someone who's strong and will go and support our Constitution and actually take our government to the Constitution rather than away from it. And that's what you'll find there at runsharonengel.com.
Well, we know you'll take us back to the Constitution. We know you'll fight for the Constitution principles. Even, you know, I noticed, Sharon, that even the guys that I hold dear, that I got friendly with over the years, they all tell me the same thing, that it's near and or next to, and you and I have had this conversation, which is why I'm bringing it up again, it's near or next to impossible when you finally do get to Washington to maintain, because you don't get on any committees, you don't get any appointments to anything, you're pretty much just a seat warmer, even though you were, you know, elected to go there and do the business of the people. What are your thoughts on that?
It takes courage, Joe. We know that without courage, you will just sit and do the same old thing. We have folks there that you said are seat warmers. They've had the courage to stand up, and they've taken the slings and arrows, the punishment for it. But the more we get like us there, the longer we have to have our voice heard And we just need more people of courage to go and join those that are already there. We know there's, it seems like a very small minority now, but remember, it was a small minority with courage, only 25% of this nation that really believed that we could be a free republic, free from the tyranny of a government that was taxing us without representation. They gave their lives, their fortune, and sacred honor for that. They wrote a constitution, and they said, this constitution will keep you free. Stick to it, and it will keep you free. And now we just need another group that's willing to stick to the constitution and give us our freedom.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I agree with you, I tell these guys all the time, until a group of you decide to sit down and go, okay, no more. That's it. We're done. Let's be the one that gets in the way. Let's be the one that keeps them from getting. When they start losing, if the Republicans would just start to get together there in the Congress, show the old-timers, the good old boys, that you know, they're going to come together and they're going to stop them from doing the crazy stuff they're doing, you might have a change. But they got to come together. I don't know how to get these guys to really sit down and fight it.
Well, you do. You do. I've watched you on that school board, Joe Messina, and one loud voice can change the direction of a school board, can change the direction of a county commission, of a state legislature, and even of a federal Congress. One loud voice that rings clear. And people follow truth. Reagan was that kind of a voice.
Hold that thought. And you're right. I want you to hold that thought until we get on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, and I do believe in capitalism. So we're going to go for a break. We'll be back more with Sharon Angle right after this. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board, Richard. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, 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 do not, I'm not even asking you, I'm telling you, do not go away the next hour. Because we've got so much crazy stuff going on that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the school district in California that sent a sheriff to a young boy's house to talk to his parents, to make sure the boy did not bring scripture verses to school the next day here in the communist country of California. Also, a father of a Stanford student begged the court not to give his son, or begged the court for leniency for his son, because the rape only took place for 20 minutes. He doesn't want the court to punish his son for life for 20 minutes worth of bad decisions, if you would. We don't just live in a fallen world. We are crashing and burning. Let me tell you what. All right. Glad I got that out. Sharon Angle joins me. I'm sorry to do that to you, Sharon. God. Sharon Angle joins me, as she does from time to time. Love it when she's on the show. She, however, is a real fighter. I don't care what anybody, I mean, she is a real fighter. She's back at it again in Nevada. She's running against Joe Heck. And I believe we got, you know, she needs your money. She needs your support. She needs your vote. We need Joe Heck gone, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah. And they can go to runsharonangle.com and make a donation. You know, the one thing that he's got going for it is he's packing it in with all those DC packs.
Yep.
And we are depending on people like you, Joe, just to put us into your monthly budget. Just fit us in some way, sideways, yep, inside, outside, upside down, some way. Send us whatever you can, whatever you can afford, and we're making it happen on those small donations, and we'll continue to do that. We know that our commercials are being effective. We did an internal poll about a month ago now, and we just asked the questions, and what we found out is that when people know the real truth, the real Joe Heck, they change their vote to Sharon Angle. And so it's just a matter of getting that message out as far as we can across northern Nevada. We have one more week to do this. And if you go to runsharonangle.com, you can see all the commercials that we have up. We think they're poignant in their truth telling. We took a quote from Ronald Reagan. In fact, he said, "What we need in Congress is more tigers, and what we have is rabbits." And we show what a rabbit looks like. when they're voting with the Democrats 62% of the time, they're a rabbit. And that's what's wrong in Washington. We did another commercial where we show the Capitol breaking. And the reason that the Capitol is broken, the reason that D.C. is broken, is that we have people like Heck there voting again for amnesty, universal background checks, and Obamacare. And those are the kinds of things that break Washington, D.C., and we're just showing that. And I ask the question, I'll ask the question to our audience, too. I want to go and fix what the heck has gone wrong.
You've got it.
In Washington.
And you guys, look, I have a friend of mine that actually made it to the Assembly here in California. You know, a legislature that's two-thirds Democrat, and everything they do is, you know, it is a party-line vote on a regular basis. And I said to him, why do you do this? Are you out of your mind? You know that every time you press the button, you lose. You might as well take the yes and the no button and just put you lose. And that way there, you'll never feel bad because you never have any other expectations. It's a heck of a fight. And going back to Washington like that, obviously you wouldn't be going unless you thought you could do this, but is there enough, if you just think about the people that are there already, do you think you can pull enough of a coalition together to really give, and I'm going to tell you, the old-time Republicans a run for their money? And Sharon, on a second note here, so I don't forget it, I really believe that Paul Ryan is the first wave of a new progressive Republican or progressive Republican wing of the party, and I think he's going to give people who want to make changes a run for their money as well.
I believe you're right, too, Joe, and yes, I believe it, and I'll tell you something else that I know. It's the same thing that our founding fathers knew, that they would never be free if they gave up the fight, if they didn't try, if they didn't go, if they didn't make the noise, if they didn't go into the fight, giving their all, their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. If they didn't do it, it would never get done. They would live under tyranny. And that's the same attitude that we have to take, and that's really what's inspiring Trump fans. They think that he will be able to lead that march on Washington and get the job done. And if we're throwing our eggs in his basket, and we have to, he is our presumptive nominee, and certainly the alternative is horrible, Joe.
No kidding.
Horrible alternative. We have to go there, and we have to give him all the help he needs. And he's going to need conservatives in the Senate to go after this whole idea that somehow it doesn't take a simple majority to pass a bill. Somehow we have to have a super majority of 60 with cloture. Come on. They're making the rules. We can make new rules. We need to have a strong voice there to support a strong president if we want a strong country again.
Well, I'm with you, and we need, like you said, we need more people that are going to hold the line. They're going to be willing to fight back. They're going to be willing to tell the establishment no. And again, but they need help. You know, it's Sharon, you and I have talked about this a million times. You know, people elect me to go to school board. They're going to elect you to go, you know, support them as well. And you sit there and think, just because you voted for me doesn't mean that your job stops there. You still have to help me. You still have to support me. You still have to show up, send emails, you know, whatever it is that you do to make sure you're engaged and involved. And I can wave that chunk of papers around and go, look, my constituents, the people that I represent, want me to do A, not B. And, you know, help me admonish the people to stay engaged and stay involved. It doesn't end Tuesday night when you cast your vote.
That's exactly right, Joe. In fact, that's the best answer that any elected official has when they ask you, Mrs. Engel, why did you vote no on this bill? Didn't you see how great it was? And all I had to say was, my constituents didn't like it, and I represent them. And I'm voting no because they said they didn't want a tax increase, because they said they don't want Obamacare. It is what we are elected to do, and they have to tell us. The people have to tell their representative how they feel so that they can tell that to the press, so they can tell that to anyone who asks. And you're right, there are so many things that we can do, even from out of state. I've had Californians say to me, we don't have a senator in our state with Feinstein and Boxer. Will you be our senator? Absolutely, I will, because every vote that is cast in the U.S. Senate is a vote that's cast for the whole nation. They may not be able to vote for me, but I certainly vote for them. And so they're adopting me, and they're adopting me by going on Facebook and just commenting and liking. You know, you can tear them up over there on Facebook. They can go over to Twitter and just retweet. You can call me and go to the website and call and say, I want to volunteer to make some phone calls to talk to some Nevada voters about the difference and why we need strong conservatives in the Senate. There's lots of things that you can do just from your own living room that are very, very helpful to someone who's wanting to represent you and somebody who is representing you. So you're so right, Joe. We need to make sure that people stay involved. It's more than just casting your vote. And they can do that with me by going to runsharonengel.com. Of course, the bottom line is send money. That always helps too. So
you know, I tell people
Facebook,
all the time.
Twitter.
Yeah. They don't want to send $5 or $10. I tell you, you know what? If 100 of you send $5, that's a big deal. So don't think, oh, I only got $5 to send. Send it. Skip a latte and send the $5 to Sharon. Okay? I mean, it really is that simple. Look at me. Look at the camera. That's right. Look at me. I can skip a lunch. I'm sure many of you out there can skip a lunch too. Send the $20 to Sharon. Help her, and she's exactly right. The fight isn't just for her, wouldn't be just for Nevada. She adds her vote to the votes of other people, you know, senators or legislators up there, to make sure the right people get on the Supreme Court, that our gun rights aren't taken away. There's a lot going on here. Sharon, I'm going to let you talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir.
Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things going on. In the next hour, we're going to discuss the fact that a California school district sent a sheriff, a deputy sheriff, home to remind the parents, to tell the parents, to warn the parents that their son was could no longer bring scriptures to school and talk to the other kids about scripture. If you want to talk about abortions, if you want to talk about sex, if you want to talk about all that other stuff, that was fine and that was okay. But he couldn't talk scripture. He couldn't tell the kids who wanted to know about scripture. Yeah, I know, I'm beating it up because it made me crazy. I could, because if anything else he wants to talk about would have been fine with the exception of that. Sharon Angle joins me. She is running again for office in Nevada. She's running against Joe Heck, one of the good old boys there. I'm all for replacing the good old boys. Sharon, thanks for joining me tonight.
It's always my pleasure to be on the real side and see the real Joe live on TV. Wow.
No, I've got the camera taking 10, 15, 20 pounds off me. I got the narrow shot going on there. That's the only way I can just see it. So I want to get one of the things that you said during the break that we didn't pick up on either was that you said the U.S. Chamber of Commerce recently endorsed Joe Heck. And that Mitch McConnell is helping Joe as well. So right there for me, that's strike one and two. Actually, it's strike one, two, and three. The fact that he would even reach out to them is a strike in and of itself. But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce does not stand for Republican principles. I don't care what anybody says. You would think they would, but they don't, right?
That's right. They don't. In fact, they really are not into what we view as competitive capitalism. They're really into just feathering their own nest, I believe. They go along with the good old boys. They are really difficult when it comes to just basic freedom issues. And I think that most people really have that tuned in. They really understand that the Chamber of Commerce nationally and usually locally in no way represents small businessmen.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch the Chamber, especially the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, try to dance around some of these employment issues, and they don't take a hard stance on getting the illegals gone, because then what's going to happen with all the people who need cheap labor? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, and so they don't really much care when it comes to that kind of thing. It just infuriates me. And then the Mitch McConnell. I mean, the 2 years ago, Sharon, I wrote a piece that said these guys have got to go. Nothing changes till the old guard changes. And I know you agree with that, but I don't know how you fix that. I don't know how you get people to understand that, especially in your own party.
And it's difficult when you don't have the majority. Of course, the majority elects leadership, so you have to have the majority. That's why we need more conservative voices, more conservative people there in the U.S. Senate so that we can change that leadership. It's obvious that Kentucky has not come to the forefront here yet to term him out with an election. We thought that might happen this last time through, and then some of the folks that we thought were stalwarts in our ranks folded. When Rand Paul endorsed Mitch McConnell, I thought, what has happened? But that's exactly what's going on, is that we have folks that we thought we could trust with conservatism and conservative values folding under the pressure. And so when people say it's difficult to go back there, many people get sucked into the problem. It's true. And we watch it every single day that they succumb to some of these things that we thought, no, they'll never do that.
No, and again, you know, I tell people all the time, the fight that we have from our own party, from within our own party, if we don't play the way they want us to play. Now, you and I, we had touched on this. I want to get your thoughts on this a little bit more, is on the, God, I can't think of his name. What was it? Ryan. I keep wanting to call him Romney, mm-hmm. But Romney was probably pretty much close to this too. But Mr. Ryan, to me, again, he has surfaced as what I believe to be the first pass, the beginning of the boiling up of the first progressive Republican arm of the party. I mean, think about some of the things he's voted for, some of the things he's trying to push through. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, Joe. And I guess what's disconcerting is that there were some strong conservatives that were put up for leadership in the Congress when Boehner retired. And I'm thinking of Louis Gohmert, for one. And the problem was that the membership went along with the, oh, we need someone who can build bridges, that can pull both sides of the party together, that can get something done. And so often, that's what we'll do, is we'll sacrifice our principles to vote for what we perceive to be as a winner. Well, definitely, if we don't vote on our principles, the guy with the principles is not going to win. So what we have to do as voters is vote our principles, and especially in primaries. It's so important. That is when we have a real choice. Once we get to the general, it's often the lesser of two evils. Which one of these evils do we want to vote for? And many times we have to hold our nose and vote for that lesser of two evils. But in a primary, you have a real choice. Do it. Go and vote your principles. Vote for your choice. I know that you don't have much of a primary there in California now that you have the runoff system, but we do here in Nevada. We have a closed primary. It's really imperative that your listeners call their relatives in Nevada and say, I heard Sharon Engel on the real side. She's the real deal. Please vote for her. We need her, even though we live in California or even though we live in New Jersey. We've got a lot of states where people need representation from a conservative voice, and it's time to call your relatives and say, please, vote for the real deal there in Nevada. We don't have a chance here in California, but you still do. And tell them to go to SharonEngel.com and donate that $10 or $20 that Joe was talking about. Okay. So.
It's sickening. We are for all intents and purposes, California's done. You know, I mean, the chance of California getting back now, Orion, again, a more progressive Republican Party would probably do well in California, because I'm surprised at how many. Look, we could put referendums on the ballot, and I'm surprised at how many of those referendums, conservative ones, win by large margins. So the people always vote for these large margin conservative laws, but yet they take an absolute different side of the coin when it comes to voting in their legislators. They always vote the biggest liberal lefty loons they can get their hands on. I don't know if it's in the air. I don't know if they really don't understand. I don't get any of this. But I'm sure it's not just unique to us, right?
It is unique to you. And this is the power of incumbency. Often they will vote for the name that they voted for before. And we know that that incumbent has about a 15% advantage over anyone who challenges them. Just because of that name recognition. Also, if they're a sitting congressman or senator, they have franking privileges, which means that they can talk to their voters during election time about the issues. But really what that is a sly way to do campaigning. They can also say have a town hall meeting on the taxpayer dime to talk about the issues. But that is, again, a sly way to campaign. So what we have working against us as we the people is incumbency, uninformed electorate, people who don't look at the ballot and really check it out. Everybody has a website. You can go to that website, find out what that person is saying about himself. Often that's really revealing, Joe, just to look at what they're saying about themselves. Then you've got other places that you can look, like OpenSecrets.com or FEC.gov or even your state house. Where they get their money is all public record. Go find out who's supporting them. And then just Google their name. There is no reason not to know the people that you're voting for, and there's no reason not to vote your principles, especially in a primary. And that's why I'm asking your audience, go tell your friends and relatives, go to runsharonengel.com, give her a little money, tell them to vote for me next Tuesday, the 14th. That's our primary.
Yep.
So that's what we got to do.
It's funny because that's what I was telling people today. I filled in for another guy, and it was it's a Christian venue, if you would, on the show. And I was telling people, you've got to go get information. Don't just check a box because they line up with your party or whatever, or they got a cute name or what have you. Get information. Okay, one last time. We're out of here in about 25 seconds. Tell people where to find you again.
RunSharonEngel.com. RunSharonEngel.com.
Sharon, good luck. We'll be praying for you. We're going to check in with you next week as well. And, keep up the good work. Keep up the fight. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Joe. Hi, Tammy. I had to say that. She's
funny.
Over there waving at me.
Yeah. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. We got a lot coming up the next hour. Remember, now there's in California, they're saying sheriffs to your house to make sure your kids don't bring scriptures to school. Yeah, go throw up and come on back. We'll be right back.